What's up? It is Drew Weber, creator of Nody. Wanted to show you the release build, so to speak. Here, I showed you a demo a few weeks ago that was a beta. So, we're going to go ahead and boot Nody up. I've got him plugged into a pair of computer speakers, a little bit off to my side, and he's actually plugged into AC power right now. So, we're going to go ahead and first turn on the Orbit Rider by holding the up and down arrow. You heard that little vibration there, so the orbit's on. Now we're going to go ahead on the front right panel of the PC and hit this power button.
You need to press dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4 to enable typing. Pause.
So Windows is still loading. And that's how we know that the next time JAWS comes up.
No, you're ready. Press dots 1, 2, 5, 4 for help menu. You may need to press dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4 to enable typing. Pause. Desktop folder view list view. Not selected station playlist remote VT 1 of 13. If to
All right,
folder view
so
list view. Not selected station folder view list view. Not selected
let's go
station
ahead
playlist remote
and
VT 1 of
talk about some things here that you can easily do with Nody. So I've slowed the speech down a bit just to make sure that we all can understand it. I know, especially when stuff's coming out of speakers, for me, it's helpful to slow it down a bit. So I'm going to go ahead and go into Nody's global main menu here with the M chord. First, before though I do that, let me turn on the typing with all six dots, full cell chord.
Typing mode enabled.
All right, now let me go into the menu.
Nody main menu dialog. List 1, list view. 1 open most recently saved note 1 of 6. To move to items, use the arrow keys. 2 new notes, 2 of 6.
I'm just using the down arrow and the basically arrow pack with the selector here on the Orbit Rider keyboard to get through this menu.
3 open notes folder, 3 of 6. 4 media, 4 of 6. 5 utilities, 5 of 6 settings, 6 of 6.
And you can tell how responsive it
5
is. You
utilities,
know,
4
it's really
media, 3 open
nice.
notes folder, 2 new notes, 2 of 6.
Now, this update will probably be coming out tomorrow. Looks like in a recent Windows update, Microsoft has broken the title bar of Notepad, which we've used for some things in building Nody. So we're actually moving over to HJPad for our notes instead of Notepad, just so that that won't be broken. And though Freedom Scientific could break it, I doubt they would. So we're going to go ahead here and just showcase making a new note here in Nody. So I'm going to hit the select key here.
Document HJPad, edit, type of text.
And here we are in a brand new document. And I'm just going to go ahead and type here.
This is a test.
All right, this is a test. There we are. And you can use your arrow pad, if you will, to read
This is a
this.
test. This is a test.
It's the only line we got there, so we're getting a ding as it goes up or down. Let's go ahead and save it.
Save as dialog, file name, edit combo, document, set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus N, computer braille.
S chord is what I used, and it's already typed in the path, and you're ready for your note name. If you would just go ahead and use a C chord here to read the current
See
line,
Nody notes.
we've got the path there already for the notes. So I'm just going to type in grade one braille test. And I'm going to hit enter. It's going to pop up with, hey, you already have this file.
Save as dialog. Confirm save as dialog. Test RTF already exists. Do you want to replace it? No button to activate. Press
We're
space
going to
bar.
use
Alt plus
4 or
N.
5 chord to tab over to yes.
Yes button to activate.
And
Press
we're
space
just going
bar.
to go
Alt
ahead
plus
and
N.
hit enter.
Element available. Type of text. Edit. Type of text.
All right, so we've got that there. So now if we use the title, which is .78 chord,
Title is SHJPad.
we've got test there. So let me go ahead and exit this with a Z chord.
Desktop folder view list view. Not selected station playlist
And
remote
I'm going
VT
to
1
shut
of
up
13.
speech with a 3/4 chord. And we're going to go ahead and pretend we want to open that most recently saved note. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead here and hit our M chord again to get back into our main menu.
Nody main menu dialog. List 1, list view. 1 open most recently
And
saved
that's
note. 2 of
the
6.
first
To move
one
to items,
there.
use the arrow
We've
keys.
got it right there, so we don't have to look for it. We just hit select.
Desktop folder view list view. Not selected station playlist remote VT 1 of 13. To move to items, use the arrow keys. To edit the selected item, press F2. Test HJPad. Edit. Type of text.
We've got it there. Now it obviously opened quicker than it had actually said. So if we would have just used our 7/8 chord to read the title, would have been right there, right open. Okay. So a couple new. Sorry, there's a mic falls off my ear. Let me get that back on. Don't have the weight of the world on my shoulder. I just have a mic on my shoulder. Okay. So a couple of the new things that we've done is go ahead and make sure that Nody is less verbose when it goes through some of these actual opening procedures. Getting into that menu is much less verbose now. Spotify is working much better as far as using the arrow keys to actually navigate through volume up or down or previous or next song. Everything is running, in my opinion, very smoothly. Let's show off some of the menus here. So let me just check my title. Let me exit out of that. Okay, I'm going to ST chord to shut it up. I'm going to go ahead here. Let me just get into that main menu. And we'll just go down here to the submenus. So open notes folder is not a submenu. It just opens your notes folder. So we've got utilities as 5. 4 is media. So media is really where that starts. So we have both Spotify and Winamp and media, just as we had in the other demo. Utilities. That's going to launch Microsoft Edge. That's going to launch Thunderbird. Windows Calendar. Same for Calculator.
Sound recorder.
We got the Windows sound recorder there. And Windows menus. This is a brand new one that you may not have seen. So when I created Nody, I really did it to be pretty easy to not have to get into the menus. You don't have the need to do it. But if you do, you can go here.
Access to Windows menus and dialogue. List 1, list view, 1 launch, start menu, 1 of 3. The move to item 2 launch, run, 2 of 3.
So the Windows X menu is a big menu with a bunch of stuff. So you can get into a few things there if you have the need to. I just wanted to make sure that that was available. Another thing that's new that I don't believe I've shown off is going to be with our G chord. So this is going to be our drive launcher, and we can create a new folder here, and this will create it wherever Focus is. So if we have Focus on the desktop, that's where the folder will be. If we have it in our C drive or D dot drive, that's the same thing. And as we go down this menu here, we got in any of those drives. If we need to just jump into those, we can like go to the D drive real quick. I just hit it. It's going to take just a moment to pull it up. And there we go with the D drive is there. So we'll just exit it Z chord a couple of times to get out of that. Focus must not be set there or something. There we go. So that is one thing I noticed with JAWS a lot is the focus may say it's there, but you may just want to alt tab over and make sure you're there. It doesn't happen terribly often, but if it does happen and you're like, why is this happening? That's most likely the reason. So we'll get back into those menus again. Settings is a pretty cool menu. Bring you right where you need to be to toggle that airplane mode. So it's real quick.
Hit space to toggle airplane mode. Settings, airplane mode button off to activate.
Boom. We could just toggle it on with space if we wanted to. The Z chord, the reason I hit it twice is because the first time, generally speaking, in a lot of applications, is the escape key. And then when you hit it twice, it's Alt F4. So the only place that's really not built in is going to be there in your HJ pad where it Z chord just exits for you. Okay, so we're in the settings.
Settings of menu dialog. List 1, list view, 1 toggle airplane mode, 2 set of Wi-Fi network, 2 of 3.
That'll take you right to your Wi-Fi networks, so you can go ahead and just use tab the 4 or 5 chord to start getting all that set up and look around.
3 add Bluetooth device, 3 of 3.
Same with Bluetooth, pretty easy to add a device. And really, the cool thing is here in the sound settings, so let's go to there. I'm just going to use an AR chord, 345. And I've got this cleaned up to where we actually can slow down or speed up speech, and it will hold and take effect. If we hit our B chord here, and this is really for use if you don't have any wired headphones and your wireless Bluetooth headphones aren't connecting. If you hit a B chord here, so right there, it'll pop you right into your list of Bluetooth devices. So if you wanted to pair to those, it sounds like they are selected. You could just down arrow and up arrow if you really wanted to because you didn't have speech. And you just tab over. And you just hit space on that or enter on that and it'll connect. So a really easy way and sure way to get your AirPods connected or whichever you've got set there. If you don't have any speech at all, just to memorize those commands. AR chord, B chord, give it a moment. Then down arrow and up arrow. If it's your first device, tab with 4 or 5 and hit space or enter. So I'll exit this here.
desktop, folder, new list, new, not selected, station, playlist.
And, you know, that's really a real brief overview of that we hadn't covered before. So get more information out here at the website, nodi-project.com. And I really hope that this is cool for everybody. If you guys invest in getting the hardware to make the Nodi, just like I've said earlier on this, you know, I'm going to be putting out an update tomorrow just to kind of sort that notepad issue out that Microsoft broke. And that's how Nodi is going to be updated, and things are going to be coming down pretty quickly for you guys just to make sure things work. You know, the important thing is I use this as my note taker, so I want things to work, so you will want things to work as well. So mutual understanding there. Thanks, guys. Hope you have an awesome day. And again, thanks for checking out Nodi.